As British Columbians ponder their options in this year's municipal elections, housing, homelessness and poverty remains the most important issue for 39% of the province's residents. For the next 7 weeks, candidates running for office can expect to be grilled about what they intend to do. In previous columns, we have looked at the issue of housing on its own. We learned recently that half of British Columbians who rent, 50%, express doubts about ultimately becoming homeowners. Back in February, 58% of parents in the province told us they experienced housing-related stress. This month, research company and Glacier Media focused on the issue of homelessness. The emergence of encampments in some municipalities is bound to have an impact on the impending campaigns, so we wanted to see how British Columbians feel about the problem, possible solutions and whether the eradication of homelessness is achievable in their view. Our perceptions about this matter are currently general and not local. More than 7 in 10 British Columbians, 73%, consider the current situation related to homelessness in the province as a major problem. Just over half, 52%, say it is a major problem in their municipality and significantly fewer, 27%, think homelessness is a major problem in their neighborhood. Residents of Vancouver Island, 60%, and the Fraser Valley, 58%, are more likely to say that homelessness is a major issue in their municipality than their counterparts in Metro Vancouver, 51%, Northern BC, 49%, and Southern BC, 40%. Practically 4 in 5 British Columbians, 79%, claim that homelessness has increased in the province over the past 3 years, and more than 3 in 5, 63%, feel the same way about the situation in their municipality. More than 2 in 5, 42%, say homelessness has increased in their neighborhood. British Columbians are not shy about scolding all levels of government on this issue. Only 29% say their municipal government has done a very good, or good, job coming up with solutions to deal with homelessness. The rating is lower for the provincial government, 27%, and the federal government, 20%. When British Columbians are asked about the causes of homelessness, the responses vary. 3 in 5, 60%, think addiction and mental health issues are to blame, a great deal, for the current situation, and a majority, 53%, point the finger at a lack of affordable housing. Fewer British Columbians directly blame poverty and inequality, 41%, personal actions and decisions, 30%, or a bad economy and unemployment, 24%, for the perceived rise in homelessness across the province. The data on this question is particularly fascinating. Almost 2 in 5 British Columbians aged 55 and over, 38%, and just over a third of British Columbians of East Asian descent, 34%, believe a person's actions and decisions play a big role in homelessness. The ratings are lower among residents of other ages and origins. When asked about specific ways to reduce this problem in the province, significant majorities of British Columbians agree with increasing temporary housing options for people experiencing homelessness, 80%, and offering incentives to developers if they focus on building affordable housing units, 78%. These are decisions that can be taken at the council level, if the will is there. We also see majority support for devoting tax money to build units to house homeless residents, 67%, and changing zoning laws to allow property owners to build more units on standard lots, 60%. Even as support for possible solutions is significant, the public is evenly divided on what can be done. 47% of British Columbians believe that, with the proper policies and funding, homelessness can be eradicated in the province, and 46% think that homelessness will always be a problem, even with the proper funding and policies. Skepticism about an eventual solution to homelessness increases as people get older. While 57% of those aged 18 to 34 and 53% of those aged 35 to 54 think eradication is possible, only 33% of those aged 55 and over concur. At this point, British Columbians know what solutions they would like to see implemented to deal with homelessness, even if they have a very low level of trust in their elected officials. There is a clear split on whether the issue will ultimately be a thing of the past, but clear consensus on the causes. Mario Canseco is president of Research Co. Results are based on an online study conducted from August 13 to August 15, 2022, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.